Jeff Blankman joined here tonight by Craig Rowetter. He is the new head football coach with the Carroll Tigers. Craig, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us here tonight.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Coach. The school board just approving you taking that step forward as the new head football coach. You've been on the staff now for, 10 years here at Carroll High?
Yeah, actually 11 years. My first year, I was a volunteer with the freshman group primarily, and then I just finished my 10th year as defense coordinator.
As this process kind of played out once the job offer came in, kind of take us through what you were thinking at that time, and then when you accepted the job, you know, how it felt to know that it was done and you were going to be the new head coach?
I had to be patient, you know, throughout the process. You know, there's a lot of interest in this position. It wasn't a wasn't lack of applicants, so, you know, they took their time and did their due diligence that way. But so that definitely tested patience, but, you know, I was confident. And then when I got the word, you know, the offer from Randy, I was ready to go. I wasn't putting the cart in front of the horse, but I haven't been sitting around waiting either, you know, since Coach McCartan told us back in October, you know, I started kind of penciling some things out and just getting things kind of how I think they should, you know, should be, and get stuff in order. And then once I got the official word from Randy, just excited, you know, for the challenge. There's going to be some work to do, especially, you know, graduating 19 of 22 starters, I think it is. So we got some work to do, but it's going to be a fun challenge, I think.
When did the official offer get made? Because we're talking on Monday the 15th, and that's when the school board did approve earlier this evening. So when did that job offer come into you?
The end of last week, I found out. And then we had thought maybe the previous board meeting, but then we just had to finalize a couple things. And so then we decided, or school board and superintendent and athletic director decided tonight would be the night, I guess.
Craig, you kind of mentioned you were getting things organized. What are some of the things that you feel like you've already hit the ground running with?
Oh, just different personnel scheme. I'm a schemer, I guess. I like putting guys in spots, and you know, Coach McCartan always gives me a hard time about being the numbers guy and all that stuff. But yeah, I just, you know, doing my primary focus has been defense, but being on defense, you know, especially for this long, I kind of been able to know what's really tough to defend, and kind of seeing how some of the pieces that we have coming back next season, how we could maybe use some of those guys in some roles that, you know, I'm a thief in that standpoint too, because if somebody runs something that's really tough, I always tell Coach McCartan, hey, I'm not sure how we'd defend this if you put this in, you know. And so just kind of stuff like that as far as trying to find fits for our personnel for next year.
And it sounds like in my conversation with you tonight, Coach, that staff going to pretty much stay the same the way it seems?
Yeah, yep, everybody's on board. We will have one spot to fill, you know, from my assistant position. I'm sure we'll probably have that posted tomorrow or soon after. But, yeah, when Coach McCartan kind of announced it to the staff anyway, when we were doing equipment turn-in, you know, everybody, he kind of hinted that he thought it should be, you know, someone in that room, and all eyes kind of went to me. So I, you know, but it felt good knowing I have the support of those guys, and, you know, they're going to be loyal to me, and that's the biggest thing right now.
What was that feeling like? Because there's other young coaches and good coaches in that locker room. What was the feeling like to have all those eyes kind of go to you?
Yeah, it's definitely, I won't say ego boost, but it, you know, it just gives you a good feeling that those guys trust you. Because even when, you know, back 10 years ago, when I got promoted, you know, to defensive coordinator from just being a volunteer on the freshman team, you know, Coach McCartan kind of took the gamble and knew I'd put the work in, you know, and moved me up, you know, in front of some guys that have been here for, 15 years or so. And but I think that's the other thing, is that all the guys on staff know the time I put in, you know, and the attention to detail that I have. And so I don't think there's, you know, much doubt that I can do the job and do it well.
Defensive coordinator, as you said, for 10 years here, how do you think that has prepared you for becoming the head coach? And what do you feel like you've learned, you know, since becoming the D coordinator 10 years after being a volunteer for the 1 year?
Well, especially early, you learn what you don't know. You know, I had a lot of trial by error early on, and but that's all. You know, it's good to humble you up too, as far as that goes. But you know, it kind of came full circle when I first started coaching back in 2005 with over at Jefferson. It was actually JSPC back then, before it was Greene County. But at the time, the defense coordinator over there, Dean Landsman, he kind of recruited me to the defensive side, and I thought he was nuts, because I'd played primarily offense in high school, and I was just getting done, you know, playing running back for 4 years up at Buena Vista. So I wasn't sure what, you know, how to slide to that defensive role, but he kind of explained to me, well, you know what works on offense, and we've got to stop it, and then what is tough for you on offense, we want to do that. And so then got into defense and kind of kept that throughout so far here at Carroll. And again, throughout those years, you know, you learn what's tough to defend and how to put stress on the other team, and just put your guys in position to succeed.
Organized, I get the sense, is what you're going to be. Numbers guy, you've kind of talked about that. What type of a head coach do you think you're going to be?
I'm still old school, you know, as far as traditional values. You know, I expect loyalty, hard work, discipline, respect. That's the biggest thing that we're going to drill into our guys. You know, plus with the, we got to get, kind of figure out the whole COVID situation has affected the weight room a little bit. But we're back, getting back to that, to somewhat normalcy, you know, on that, getting better every day. So hopefully we can increase our weight, the time in the weight room anyway. But my biggest thing, you know, I heard the offense coordinator from the Chiefs this last fall talk about need alphabet guys. And I kind of threw me, I was like, what are you talking about alphabet? But he goes, you know, it's team game. Football's always a team game, always will be. And you need the alphabet kids in your program, not numbers kids, because too much emphasis right now is all about stats and egos. You know, but really it's not about the numbers. I guess it's more about the alphabet. And that's only letters that really matter are the W and the L. You know, we got to do what's best for the team, go out there and try to get the W's. But it's just, you know, being willing to sacrifice yourself for the good of the team. And that's where, you know, I think sometimes you gotta, you know, week one we might run Caden Cook 30 times. Well, week two we might, when they're eating up with that, you know, you might have to hit Dirks or Mackey on get them involved in the passing game. You know, you can't really get worked up too much on who's getting the numbers. And I think that's why we've been successful you know, to this point, especially on defense, because we really hit that home. It might, you know, it doesn't really matter who's making the plays, as long as we're making the plays. And that they've, so far we've been, I feel like we've had really quite a bit of success getting kids to buy into that, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So hopefully, you know, now as head coach, we'll kind of move that throughout the program.
Craig, will the defense change much, if at all, with you moving to the head coaching job?
You know, I'll never say never. We, when I started out, we kind of went with that 4-2-5 look. And then by about, we were pretty consistent in that. You know, we'd throw a little five-man front end with, if we saw some double wing or some goal line type situations. But then about 2016, I think it was, we adapted a little bit to a three-man look when we got some more athletic kids. Or not, shouldn't say more athletic kids, but more athletic type kids instead of the lineman type kids, and just trying to get your best 11 on the field. And I think, you know, I've been pretty fortunate. I think we do a pretty good job explaining it without making it too complicated. and so that we can still play fast, because you don't want to, you know, you don't want to play slow out there if they're, the kids are thinking too much. But I've liked how we've been able to kind of go back and forth, especially the last 4 or 5 years, mixing it up a little bit with the odd front, with the, you know, whether it be a three-three stack, you know, or essentially it looks like a 5-2, you know, tomato tomato. But so I'd say we're still going to be multiple on defense. I think next year, personnel wise, we might be built a little bit back to a 4-man front. But that's not to say we, you know, we can still do some 3-man stuff. And like I said, it might look, you can window dress just about anything, give an initial look and get into some other formation. But I would say you'd probably, you know, as far as what we have, we'll be multiple, but next year we might look a little bit more like that 4-2-5 look.
On the offensive side of the ball, what's your focus as a coach? What do you want to be? Sounded multiple here a little bit ago, where you hand it to Caden 30 times one game. Next week you might have to throw more. So what are you hoping to put together as an offensive system for the Carroll Tigers?
Offensively, you know, it's always going to start with a run game. And we've struggled a little bit the last couple of years establishing the run. But you also can't just sit there and beat your head into the wall either. If they're, yep, you know, they're putting 8 in the box, we got to be able to stretch them out. And I think, you know, I wasn't joking, but because we do lose, you know, all but like 3 returning starters. But our JV kids had a lot of success last year on offense, especially, you know, Lang was at quarterback, and it kind of looked like the air raid there for a little bit with the guys I mentioned. Even Remy Richardson, you know, he'll be able to get in there too in that pass game. And, you know, Gus Collison played some tight end when they went with the tight end set. And so they can, we'll be able to throw the ball around. But I think that's the biggest thing is not, you know, and to be able to throw the ball maybe on first down, just so you're not, because I'm all about tendencies. If you, I usually know, you know, just about when they're going to sneeze on offense, the other team. So we're going to, you know, definitely kind of bust up tendencies a little bit. But, yeah, I think we're definitely going to be multiple, you know, as far as throwing and running.
Coach, districts pairings, or not district pairings, but the districts came out for the next 2 seasons here just, you know, last Friday. I'm sure you looked at those. You guys go northwest, going to see a lot of kind of familiar foes that you've seen mainly in the playoffs, but you've seen them in the regular season in years past. Your thoughts now as the head coach on what the district looks like?
Yeah, we definitely didn't get any favors in the travel department.
No.
We'll put it that way. We're closer if we live in South Dakota, I think, for most of those games. But there's not really a week off in that new district. You know, Sioux City Helan, they were a little down, I think, the last couple of years, but I know they had a strong sophomore class. You know, so those guys are probably ready for varsity action next year. Don't know a whole lot about MOC Floyd Valley. We played them once. I think it was my first year as defensive coordinator. They had like a 6'7", 6'8" tight end. I do remember that kid, but, that would have been back when, like, Brad Christensen, I made him guard him.
Yep.
But, and so I don't know a whole lot about MOC. Sergeant Bluffs, they're always tough and fast. We've seen them in the playoffs, it seemed like, pretty frequently. You know, Coach Smith up there does a nice job, really good job. And Boyden Hole Rock Valley, I think we've only played them one time. We got knocked off. I think that was actually up in Rock Valley, where you could about thrown a golf ball to South Dakota.
Yes.
So that's the only time we've really seen them. But I've done a little. I liked what, you know, they're pretty multiple on offense. I've kind of looked at some of the things they did this past year. So they actually caught my eye before I even knew that we were going to be in their district. And then Sioux Center is another one I don't know a whole lot about. I know they're always a tough 2A team. I think their only losses last year were to the team that won state, and maybe the team that made the semis. So, yeah, it's not going to be a cakewalk by any means.
Coach, I got the sense in talking with you earlier in the interview, weight room, and if things are right for the off season as far as COVID and everything's clear and you can have it, probably 7-on-7 drills and just getting guys active going to be huge parts of the off season coming up for you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, biggest thing is weight room. You know, we got to get bigger, especially up front. You know, we don't have a bunch of currently sitting in the weight room. We don't have a bunch of 280-pound kids walking the hallways or anything like that. So we're going to have to be physically tough, you know, if we don't have that just physical size. But, yeah, I've kind of already put together a calendar for our off-season, you know, stuff for especially the we call it install, I guess. But, it used to be called 7-on-7, whatever you want to call it, and we'll start implementing some of the, you know, new stuff on offense and get guys accustomed to each other. Like I said, we'll have a new quarterback, you know, and new receivers. And I think Cook is about the only one that saw a whole lot of snaps on offense last year. So definitely need to get some timing down.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, congratulations. Appreciate you joining us. You and I were joking that you've filled in for Coach McCartan a few times on the Saturday morning coaches show. You said you kind of thought you'd only got a chance to come in one time after a win. I'm sure it's going to be a lot more, and I'm looking forward to seeing you now on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, I hope so. But thanks, Jeff. I'm looking forward to it, too.
Congratulations on getting the job. Congrats, head coach again, Craig Rohwedder, the new head football coach with the Carroll Tigers.